This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McPhee. At least 18 killed, 13 remain missing after the most powerful typhoon to hit Japan in decades, paralyzing Tokyo, flooding rivers, and putting millions under evacuation warnings before plowing up the northeastern coast. Authorities lifted rain and flood warnings for the Kanto region around Tokyo before dawn on Sunday, but imposed them on areas further north after the typhoon blasted through the capital. Millions of people have been warned to leave their homes because of the dangers of floods and landslides. Yasushi Kajihara is with the Japan Meteorological Agency. Saying the intensity of the rain is something we've never experienced. It is highly likely that landslides and flood watch areas might be already experiencing some kind of disaster. Authorities are keeping a close watch on Fukushima, where Tokyo Electric Power Company reported irregular readings from sensors monitoring water, and the nuclear plant there was crippled by the 2011 earthquake and tsunami there. Turkey's military made gains in northern Syria Saturday. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
Turkey's military says it's captured the Syrian border town of Ras Al Ain. It represents Turkey's most significant gain to date as its offensive against the Kurds entered a fourth day. Meanwhile, the main Kurdish-led group in northern Syria is calling on its allies to close Syrian airspace to Turkish warplanes. The Syrian Democratic Forces did not directly name the U.S., but the FDS was the main U.S. ally in the fight against the Islamic State group. The SDF says we don't want them to send their soldiers to the front lines and put their lives in danger, but calls closing the airspace something they can do easily and a moral responsibility. The Turkish push comes days after President Trump cleared the way by pulling back U.S. forces from the area. I'm Ben Thomas.
And this is VOA News. U.S. President Trump has continued to defend his decision to pull some U.S. troops out of northeastern Syria, a decision which spurred Turkey's cross-border offensive. Speaking at the annual Values Voter Summit, the president said there was no reason for U.S. troops to stay in the region indefinitely.
The Kurds are tending to leave, and that's good. Let them have their borders. But I don't think our soldiers should be there for the next 50 years guarding a border between Turkey and Syria when we can't guard our own borders at home. I don't think so.
The president also repeated his threat of imposing economic sanctions against Turkey if, in his words, they don't meet their commitments. Last week, Mr. Trump withdrew some of the U.S. forces fighting alongside Kurdish militias in the fight against the Islamic State group. Kurdish groups have called that move a stab in the back. President Trump says he does not know Lev Parnas and Igor Fruman, the two Soviet-born associates of his personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, who were indicted on charges of campaign finance violation Thursday. Records suggest the two do have some history as donors to pro-Trump Republican campaigns and that they also were recruited to dig up political dirt on Trump's Democratic rivals. On Thursday, shortly after prosecutors announced the indictment of Fruman and Parnas, along with two others, three House of Representatives committees leading the inquiry subpoenaed the two men for documents related to the investigation. Firefighters have made progress containing wind-driven wildfires in the western U.S. state of California that has claimed one life, destroyed or damaged dozens of structures, and forced the evacuation of tens of thousands of people. Los Angeles Fire Department Captain Brandon Silverman said Saturday morning the blazes in Los Angeles had been 19% contained overnight, thanks to slightly cooler temperatures and lighter winds. The blaze damaged or destroyed at least 31 structures, including homes. An informal summit between Chinese President Xi Jinping and Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi got off to a quiet start Friday as the two leaders shook hands and visited three ancient monuments in a coastal town in southern India. Modi welcomed Xi in front of the seaside temples where the two sat for a photo opportunity and informal talks. Xi arrived 2 days after he reiterated strong diplomatic backing for India's arch-rival Pakistan, which has opposed New Delhi's actions in Kashmir. More at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.